Facing bipartisan backlash, the Department of Justice sending a letter to Congress defending its handling of the release of more than 3 million pages of files tied to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. In a letter it was legally required to send, the DOJ listing more than 300 high-profile names that appear in the files. It includes some people who've been dead for decades and is not evidence of any wrongdoing. Some have no known association with Epstein, like Elvis. And the DOJ arguing the millions of pages the department withheld and the heavy redactions in the records it released were to comply with privacy protections in the law, writing no records were withheld or redacted on the basis of embarrassment, reputational harm, or political sensitivity. Some lawmakers not buying it.
This is a massive cover-up being led by the White House and the DOJ.
Even several Republicans arguing the DOJ did withhold files or redact information the new Epstein Files Transparency Act explicitly says must be made public. Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace writing the excuses provided for not releasing all the files will not hold up in a court of law. This isn't going away until people go to jail.